politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with you yours truly on this hot day in the state of Minnesota. It is Friday, July 20th, 2012. Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. Obviously, everybody's heard as to what's taking place in Colorado, Aurora, at 12:30 last night. And these people that have been shot and killed, I think the victim rate or wounded rate is up to like 72 people right now. And they had just found Mr. Holmes, interestingly enough, dressed up just like somebody in the Batman movie with a gas mask on, a bulletproof vest, a loin protector, groin protector, whatever you want to call it. Arm protector, leg protectors, walks in, shoots up a movie theater. Now they're finding out, friends, that Mr. Holmes had his hair painted red. Brushed up like guess who? None other than the Joker. With a goatee painted red. And he believed that his arch enemy was none other than Batman. Now, folks, I say that to say this. Hollywood is now under attack, and rightly so. And Warner Brothers is under attack, and right now they're shutting their mouth. That's probably the best thing that they can do. I don't know how many times I need to tell people that love warns. Prevention is better than cure. On June 25th of this last month, we had posted Hollywood Report on WND, World Net Daily. And it was a warning to the people to bring your kids and subject your kids to movies like this only teaches them how to commit the crimes. Now, after the fact, everybody's going to want to see the video that I posted on June 25th. And by the way, friends, this happens all the time in this ministry. It's a prophetic ministry. If you'd like to see that, you can go to Facebook on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. Jake's going to post it for you right now on sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go to the Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty on the Facebook. And you can check out the video that I posted on the 25th of last month. Yesterday, I'd actually post gun control on WorldNet Daily. We're on the front page again. And folks, we're trying to tell you something, but you have to open up your ears to listen. Jesus constantly said to he who has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. God said no for a reason. And now what we have is we have these kids randomly going in to movie theaters, into high schools. And friends, I cannot tell you how many high schools I have done where I was not sure if I was going to get shot that day. Case in point, we did a high school assembly in Minnesota. 1,300 kids. Half the kids were on the floor. The other half were up on the bleachers. I asked some of the students after the high school assembly program, what were you guys sitting on the floor for? Because there were school shooting threats that day in that school. Bomb threats. We did a school up in towards Bemidji, Minnesota as well, where Jeff Weiss walked in and shot 9 people, including his grandparents. We did the high school assembly. He was on antidepressants. And I'm not even going to blame the drugs here. Who is raising up these kids that they would turn on their own and kill them? Where's the love? Well, I can tell you where the love is. It's gone because there was no law to tell the kid not to commit the crime in the first place. Now we look at what's going on in Aurora, Colorado. Now everybody wants to play the blame game. They're looking for the accomplice to Mr. Holmes. Well, the accomplice is train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Who trained up these kids? And folks, if you think that you've seen anything yet, you better wake up and smell the coffee. You have not seen anything yet. This is going to become the norm. God said to those that forget him, he will turn that nation into hell. And people across this country are trying to figure out what's going on. You have got to be out of your mind if you don't know what's going on. If I had four roads meet at one corner, or one intersection, I'm sorry, and cars kept smashing into one another, would it not be wise for me to put up stop signs on those, on that intersection at each particular corner to stop the destruction? Not in America. They just leave the stop signs off. They say, no, let's keep doing the way, do it the way we do it. We don't need God. We don't need God. Let's do it our way. Let's do it our way. And then we have a Mr. Holmes who walks in point blank range, shoots a little 6-year-old girl, shoots a little baby, shoots mothers, and shoots fathers. And we can always turn to faithful, professed conservative radio or the professed church in America, and they'll talk about the fallout.
Yeah, they'll be praying.
Yeah, they'll be praying, and the conservatives will be arguing back and forth, and then we wonder what the problem is in our country. Folks, what I'm trying to say to you is the Word of God has the answer, and so does the Constitution, to prevent this garbage from happening. Now, when I come back, what I'm going to do is I'm going to point out as to what's going on. I'm going to bring you over to Brian Ross on ABC Report. After the Aurora shooting, guess who they blame, folks? They suggest the Tea Partiers, the law abiders. I'm going to expound on that fact when we get back. We're also going to talk about the Supreme Court. They said it wasn't permissible to teach kids, thou shalt not kill. You got Bradley and Jake and the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. I'm fired up, folks.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. www.thewarriorsradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. What I'm going to do real quick, folks, is pray Brian Ross on an ABC report link. He's trying to make the link between this Mr. Holmes, the shooter in Aurora, Colorado yesterday, to the Tea Partier. These are, folks, just keep in mind now, these are adults, okay? And then you wonder what's wrong with our posterity. These are the people in the media. Every one of them should be fired. The media outsources and resources should be gleaned. And we should put people that know how to tell the truth and have a sound mind into position to give the news to the American people the way that it should be given. Listen to this guy. Go ahead and play that, Kerry.
I want to go to Brian Ross here, because Brian, you've been looking at investigating the background of Jim Holmes, and you found something that might be significant.
There is a Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado page on the Colorado Tea Party site as well, talking about him joining the Tea Party last year. Now, we don't know if this is the same Jim Holmes, but it's Jim Holmes of Aurora, Colorado.
Okay. This is Obama's, okay? This is Obama's campaigners at work trying to push his social agendas for him. This is him in the morning. That what you just heard was in the morning. This is him shortly thereafter correcting himself because media outlets across the country, such as ours, started saying ABC needs to be sued for what they just reported. Go for it.
He apparently alerted police, according to Pierre, warned police right. That his apartment was moving.
Right. He told them that. Now, you know, we don't know much about him. An earlier report that I had was incorrect, that he was connected with the Tea Party. In fact, that's a different Jim Holmes. He is not connected to the Tea Party. And what we do know about him is that he's a 24-year-old white male who went to Colorado for a PhD.
Okay, gotcha. Did you hear how quick he corrected himself, folks? Because people immediately were outraged. At ABC News. Folks, so there's another outlet you can't trust. Now, folks, I want you to keep in mind, people like Brian Ross and socialists that have floated in your government for years, these are the same people that want to rehabilitate the criminal and take away the guns from them that didn't even commit the crimes. These people care more about rehabilitation than they do justice. And the only time that the victims are talked about from these socialist-minded individuals is about when it is talked about when it comes to their disarmament agenda. That's the only time they ever talk about the victims. What's interesting is right after this took place, the first thing that went through my mind is, where's justice? Where's justice? I listened to a man today whose little six-year-old daughter was shot last night at 12:30 by this insane criminal. And the reporter asked the father of the slain child, so what do you think of Mr. Holmes? He's still alive, you know. This is what she said. He said, not for long, I hope. Hopefully someone's going to show some courtesy. He's completely broken, by the way. Hopefully someone's going to show some courtesy and give us justice. Justice. This father was hoping someone was going to take him out before he got to the supposed justice system in America. Because once he's implemented into the system or brought into the system, you know what's going to happen to him? He's going to be rehabilitated. He's going to be comforted.
Drugged up.
Yep, drugged up for the most part. Totally forgotten about. And you know what the American people are going to forget about? The crime. And you know what it's going to encourage the next guy to do? Go out and commit the crime too. Because there was no justice done. Now, the reason I say that is because I wanted to bring up the Arizona shooter. Remember Gaffey, what's her name? Gaffey Gifford? Mrs. Gifford? Abby Gifford?
Gabrielle.
Oh, Gabrielle, sorry. Whatever her name is. Jared Loughner, do you remember this guy? The shooter in Tucson, Arizona. I got Heather in here really quick. She wants to share some of the information. But I thought it was interesting for the American people to know right off the bat. Whatever happened to Jared? Because we never heard about Jared after they quit talking about gun control. Where's he at now? Last time I seen Jared, he had his defense attorney with her hand on his back, comforting him and rubbing his back in court. After the next day, after he just got done shooting innocent victims. By the way, there was a little girl involved in that one as well.
Yep.
Where's he at today, Heather?
Well, a year and a half later, because this happened in January of 2011, what happened is his prison medical authorities, they resumed, they forced him to take antipsychotic drugs.
Sure.
And they said that the purpose of the treatment was the need to control the anger he posed to himself and others in prison, rather than rendering him fit for trial and doing the speedy trial that's supposed to happen.
Yep.
So now on May 24th, this is 2012.
So they couldn't prove that he was a Tea Partier. So the next extreme was is he's completely insane.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now he's completely insane. Here comes the state. Pours gas on the fire, puts him on some dangerous psychotropic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
They talk nothing about justice for Mr. Jared Loughner.
Yeah.
The American, it's never been brought to resolve. We just forget about the criminal. Isn't it amazing how the media magnifies the crime rather than justice?
Mm-hmm. Every time.
You know what we should do with this individual? Everybody knows it was him. All these people in the theater seen him. We need to hang him and execute him publicly. Tomorrow. Everybody's seen it.
That's what, when you were on Steve Dace's show on Tuesday,
Yeah. That's
what he was talking about, the Joe Paterno statue at the Penn State. Knowing that these people abuse children on the campus, and he said, and what people are doing today is, oh, but he was such a good coach. And they look at how
That's
he was
right.
a good coach, and he said, back 50 years ago, that guy would have never even made it to trial.
That's right.
Because the people were so the opposite way about right. justice, and now everyone's totally swung to the other side of the pendulum, where they just fall all over themselves to show compassion on the criminal and the person who's destroying
right.
people's lives.
Well, in this situation with Jerry Sandusky, he's probably not going to make it too far, because they still do have prison justice among the criminals.
Yeah.
They know that there's lines, and Jerry Sandusky crossed them.
Yes, he did.
And they know it. Jared Loughner.
Okay, so on May 24th, 2012, a federal judge ordered competency hearing, competency hearing for June 27th, but it's been delayed until August 7th to determine if Loughner is mentally fit to stand trial.
Interesting.
And so
huh?
he's going to continue to stand.
But wait a second. He was mentally fit to go get a gun
yeah.
and to shoot these innocent people.
Yep.
But now he's not to be held accountable mm-hmm. for his crimes against people? See what happens, folks, when you leave off the death sentence? Look what happens. Mm-hmm. Crime breeds itself. You embolden criminals. Mm-hmm. This kid is not afraid, this one in Colorado. Mr. Holmes, he's not afraid of justice. He knows justice is going to be left undone, and so does the next kid, and the next kid, and the next kid. You don't know why? Because nobody ever took the time to love him enough to tell him no. And then he's going to stand before God on Judgment Day, like it or not. It's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. They're not afraid of it. They're not afraid of consequence, because the justice system in America doesn't give it anymore. It doesn't bring forth justice. That's why you don't have peace in America. This kid goes and watches Batman, and it's completely violent in every sense of the word, over-the-top violence. Mr. Cowman said on the radio this morning, we were on his radio program for 30 seconds, 3 minutes, whatever the case was. The heck are we allowing these movies to be brought forth in front of the kids for anyways? Who's teaching these kids? Yep. Why would they commit these crimes? Why did Dylan and Eric Harris, Columbine High School, go into that public school? Well, we got the government and the socialists that the American people have allowed to rule the roost that are at war with God, and then you wonder what the problem is. That's what's going on, folks. The people that are you that you are allowing to rule the roost are at war with God. They completely pull down the walls of justice, the signs of the law, in every sense of the word. It's a joke. Then we wonder why we don't have any righteousness in our country. We wonder why our kids act like a bunch of monkeys. Well, what are they taught in public schools 24/7 when they're there? My gosh, folks.
Well, yeah, now he's Loeffner, back to Loeffner. He's staying at a federal prison hospital until the hearing.
Oh.
So that's he just gets to get set up. And
he's sitting in a hotel right now. He's getting drugged up on somebody else's dime. The guy murdered people. I think about the police officers who have to run into this movie theater and risk their lives, capture and apprehend a criminal, probably beat the snot out of him, which they should, get him before a judge, and just like Congress, they slap him on the wrist, only to go back out there. How much do judges risk their lives for our safety and our justice?
Well, sooner or later it's going to go there, and you're seeing that on the rise.
They're
going
to go right back to the judge, and that's what they don't realize. But right now it's an assault on America with nobody keeping the gates. And the ones that do, these police officers, put these criminals, apprehend them, get them before the judicial system. The judicial system spits them back out, so the cop has to risk his life again, and society has to be at risk again.
But, Jake, it's a moneymaker, dude. That's what this is about.
It is.
It's about money.
Because what happens when that criminal sits in that system? Money, 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 money. And, folks, it's your money.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Nobody else's.
They commit the crime against the people at large, and then the people at large pay for
his... The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
When I hear about natural disasters and the danger of having no water, I'm not worried. Why? Because I have an Aquapod. Got it from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Aquapod Emergency Water Storage Kit comes with a pump and a huge 65-gallon bladder that easily fits in a standard bathtub, allowing a family of four a 14-day supply of safe, fresh water, and at a much lower cost than bottled water. Made in the USA with BPA-free material, the Aquapod keeps water fresh for up to 8 weeks. Just fill from your tub, then pump into jugs or bottles. The Aquapod is only $29.95, and when you buy two or more Aquapods at MyPatriotSupply.com, you'll qualify for free shipping. Plus, check out the Survival Seed Vault with 20 seed varieties, Tattler canning lids, the nation's only customizable long-term storable foods, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Get stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Talking about James Holmes, who entered the theater through an emergency exit door and threw a gas canister before opening fire, killing 12, injuring, I think it's up to 72 individuals. The suspect had a bulletproof vest on, a ballistic helmet, and a military SWAT clothing, authorities said. Heather just told me that. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, there was reports for someone from that was a NYPD police officer for 21 years said he may have been trying to resemble the scene in Christopher Nolan's 2008 Batman film where the Joker's wearing a red wig while blowing up a hospital.
Yeah, because he went in there with red hair.
Right.
Yeah, he painted his hair red. Wow, the power of influence, huh? Under the influence.
Slightly.
Yeah. Interesting. So he's dressed up like a SWAT team member.
Influence a lot by Congress, if I might add.
I was just going to say that. I wonder how that's going to backfire a little bit because that's not going to work for the anti-gunners, right?
I mean, think about it. What if we made a movie where a man comes in with red hair and he goes into the legislative chambers and starts mowing down all the legislators? And they have all their names on their desk and everything. Do you think Congress would let that fly?
No way.
No, but when it comes to just average people, peasants.
Great point. It's just like Obamacare. I mean, those in Congress that didn't want it, they could just opt out, but they forced it down your throat, America.
Wait a minute. You get penalized if you opt out. Okay, yeah. So the standard here is there's a difference. There's a separation between government and its people. No, there is not.
Yeah. You know, isn't it interesting? The people that call you anti-government are the very ones that are violating the Constitution.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that are breaking the laws.
Yep.
Let me go on here. Jake, it was like I'll just kind of sidekick that one right now. I'm so taken back because of the ignorance in this country and what's going on here. Everything is right in front of our face.
It is. It doesn't get any more plainer. You don't even have to, like, philosophize.
No. Do you know what some of the kids said, some of the eyewitnesses said when they seen this James Holmes shoot away? They said they thought it was a part of the movie.
Scene. Yeah. It's not a special effects from the movie.
It reminds me of September 11th. People that seen the two towers fall, they said it was like a movie, like they were watching a movie. Yeah, you're being desensitized to believe this garbage. Folks, just think about this. The people that we're talking about here, take the guns from the law-abiding citizens and rehabilitate the criminals.
Yep.
Forget about the victims. We want your guns.
Yep.
Wow, that sounds a little contrived almost, doesn't it?
You know, you look at, okay, so the church, the first thing the churches do is we're going to pray and cry. Then the liberals are going to go for your guns.
Yep.
The judges are going to say, oh, another one we can throw into the system and make money off of.
And let me give you the conservatives' remark.
Talking heads.
Guess what they're going to do? They're going to talk.
They're going to rant.
Yep.
Can you believe it?
That's it.
I can't believe what's going on here.
Now, just keep in mind, folks, these are the people and the same people that have exchanged love for hate. These are also the same people that blame the right-wingers, as they call them, for magnifying the laws that they themselves should uphold. And instead of taking responsibility and enforcing the laws against crime, this is what you get. You're going to hear it all over. You're going to see it all over the front page of the papers tomorrow. And guess what they're going for, friends? The guns. To protect yourself. Just think, guys, if someone would have been in that movie theater that had a gun, only one round would have been shot off. And guess what it would have done? It would have taken down the predator, the murderer,
Saved lives. So here you have right now a Fast and Furious.
Yes, good point. Last week, two robbers were shot by a 71-year-old man with his concealed carry permit. No one died.
Yep.
Amen.
We just covered that. By the way,
Valdemar, he knew that too.
Mr. Lennon?
Yes, he knew that too. Remember he said, one of my soldiers with one gun can control 100 people. So that's kind of how that works, yeah.
That's the key, without one.
That's right.
You can't control anybody.
They just don't want you to know that, though. They don't want you. Go ahead, make your point.
I was just going to say, too, just today, we homeschool our kids. We're teaching about history. We're walking out of the city hall because we're setting up a town hall here in our community so we can vet our candidates. And we were distinguishing the difference in governments. This 94-year-old man comes out, and we had just talked about World War II, Iwo Jima, and Pearl Harbor, and Hiroshima, and things like that. And he's thinking back. He can remember the day when that happened. And I'm thinking about how pure culture was back then, how pure we were morally speaking. Nowadays, we have to think back and think, yeah, I remember where I was when I heard about the Columbine school shooting. Yeah, I remember where I was when I heard about the Batman shooting. That's the events of the day. Because our purity has been depleted from society, and it's something that we've accepted gradually. But now when you look at NBC or ABC, who goes out and does an investigative report, their investigative report basically amounts to going on Google and going on Facebook, they're finding tons of people by the same name, but one of them is related to the Tea Party. So they mention this Tea Party guy.
We think he might be connected to the Tea Party.
But look at the blowback he got, and that's where I get
instantly,
home.
Instantly.
Exactly. But this administration and the Department of Justice
does
the same thing, goes down and marches, example, Trayvon, or walks out of the chambers when somebody's actually be held accountable for the crimes against the American people,
that's right.
Namely Eric Holder.
That's right.
And now guess what
they're
going
the victims,
to
do? Jake. They're trying to resurrect something from the 50s, in the 40s and 30s and the 20s. That's exactly right.
And they depend on stuff like this. Rather than sorrow for the victims, like you're talking about, get rid of the guns. Hopefully everybody forgets about the Eric Holder debacle. That's what they do. They take this kind of press to cover themselves even more.
Yeah.
If it's not enough, they take the blood of Arlington, this administration, look at it across the Potomac probably every day of his life. He can see it. And then he goes out onto the camera, onto the stage, and does exactly the opposite, using that blood to increase crimes on the American people.
Well, let me put it this way. What's the difference between James, or Mr. Holmes here, and Eric Holder in Mexico?
No difference. Well, there is a difference.
The only difference is Eric Holder didn't pull the trigger.
That's right.
He was an accomplice by supplying the weapons.
I mean, that's the difference of, okay,
But it happened over there. It doesn't matter. It wasn't us.
And, well,
you know,
he's
it was just
black
one
too,
Brian
right?
Terry and another agent, but don't worry about that. Yep. Don't hold people responsible,
right.
Folks.
And he's black too. Don't forget that. They always want to put that, well, he's black. He's a victim now. Baloney. The difference between the two would be the difference between a police officer walking into a crowded room and shooting everybody and an average citizen. Which one's worse? The police officer. Yeah. Why? Because he's supposed to be protecting everybody, but he uses that gun, which is what this administration does every time, because it's not about law. It's about the force that law represents. It's about the force. Once they grab the force, there's no, they don't care about law. Now it's all force and force upon you. And yes, he is more guilty.
Now watch. Now let's watch the diversion. What they're going to start to do, someone's going to start paying. They're going to start giving their spin. Mm-hmm. And they're going to take all eyes off of what you just said, that's Eric right. Holder, number one. Number two, they're going to take all eyes off of Hollywood because they support Mr. Obama and his that's administration. Right. And what they are going to attack is the weapon.
Exactly.
As if the act is apart from the actor. And it's like blaming the weapon for doing the murdering.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got to make a point, though, Jake.
There's a celebrity. I'll read this one line, and then I promise okay. I'm done. This is some, I'm not even going to say his name, but this is what he tweeted this morning, okay? Speaking of Hollywood.
Yeah.
My heart goes to all the victims' families in Colorado. I mean, do you think about that when you're making a violent movie? I mean, does your heart go out to the innocent victims whose minds are raped of innocence this while they're watching your violence?
This is from Hollywood.
This is from a Hollywood
so
member.
So Hollywood is educating the kids as to how to commit the crimes.
Right.
Okay.
And he says, no one should have to go through that. And then here's what he comes up with a conclusion. When are we going to get guns removed in this country?
Who is it?
His name is John Laguenzama.
Oh, him, yeah. Isn't that Sid? Is that Sid? I bet it is.
Why?
Is that Sid?
Love me?
I think it may be. Now, in saying that, I bet you $100 just like... Is that Sid? That name that Jake just brought up? I can almost guarantee you that man has a gun or a bodyguard. I guarantee you.
Oh.
I guarantee you. They want the average American to be so dummied down that they can have guns to protect themselves, but they want you to disarm yourselves and be subject to a government that is a totalitarian, tyrannical system. I mean, look at the UN. They call them peacekeepers. How do they keep the peace? Tanks, mortars, guns. They have the gun in the front of the UN in New York all snubbed up, right, tied in a knot.
Yep.
Well, you go in the front door, guess what they have there? Armed guards protecting the people that are in the building. Well, why is it that you can have them, but us peasants can't? That's the real question.
Yeah, it seems like there's a distinction. Yeah. Is there a distinction? All men are created either a peasant or a member of
right.
the government?
Right. So, again, let's go back to this. Hollywood teaches the young people how to commit the crimes, okay? And then when the crimes are committed because government didn't do anything to enforce thou shalt not kill, then when the crime is committed, the government that's trying to implement a socialist agenda
yep.
through gun treaties with the United Nations, which they themselves created,
yeah.
then they want the guns.
This week that's happening
that's
in
right.
New York.
That's right.
Well, our theaters are getting shot up.
Yep.
We need to control the guns.
Yes.
How are you going to control?
Yes. By the way, that is Sid,
that's
folks.
It.
That is Sid. Sid is saying that we need to get rid of guns. Sid, you are an absolute googly, freaky-looking fella.
And
you
no
are
wonder,
an absolute imbecile.
No wonder he's related to the Attorney General.
Is he?
No. I'm saying Sid the Sloth because
oh.
of the looks. I don't know if there's any blood relation.
Okay, now, folks, some people are trying to figure out, well, what is it that they're learning? Well, folks, there's a game out there called Columbine. When players engage in battles, enemies are named by stereotypes or occupations, such as preppy girl, janitor, math teacher, jock type. Once a battle starts, it is impossible to avoid or escape. The player must kill the enemy or die. And once they die, they then find themselves in hell fighting demons and ends with Satan congratulating them for their victories. Interesting they would use Satan because Satan is the lawless one.
They know.
He hates the law. Just like Hollywood hates the law. They promote murder. They promote adultery. They promote lying. They promote stealing. They promote... Wow! That's everything that God said not to do.
Yeah.
They promote it. Interesting, folks.
And the government stops it?
No, the government gets money from the actors that promote it,
okay.
so therefore they're hand in glove. And then what happens? They all sink.
That's right.
And they're just too stupid to figure it out. Be right back.
Yeah.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The games they play. You guys remember Eric Harris from Columbine? The player takes the role of an anonymous space marine who has proven too tough for the forces of hell to contain. He fights a bloody battle with demons on Earth. Demons, always satanic stuff, friends. On Earth after a previous battle with them in hell. The game concludes with a battle in which the players must fire rockets into the exposed brain of the largest demon ever, dodging constant attacks from lesser demons, which spawn indefinitely. That's what Eric Harris is playing, and he lived it out when he shot up on all those students at Columbine High School. What about Grand Theft Auto? This is a favorite of the young people. The Grand Theft Auto games include constant graphic violence and sexual situations. In past versions, players could reenact having sex with a prostitute, beating her bloody, taking her money, and running her over with the car, shooting at police officers, and by using a code easily accessible on many internet sites, having a realistic sexual encounter on screen, complete with audio commentary. Wow.
Think about all this stuff stimulating the imagination.
Oh, totally.
And you go to the Word when it says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually."
Yeah. JFK Reloaded. You get to shoot the president's head off. You play Lee Harvey Oswald, and you can win $10,000. Manhunt. Players survive the scene's levels by dispatching enemy gang members known as hunters. By the way, that's a common name amongst gangbangers. Occasionally with firearms, but primarily stealthily, it says, executing them in gruesome, over-the-top ways. The player uses a wide variety of weapons, ranging from plastic bags, baseball bats, crowbars, and all sorts of bladed items to firearms later on in the game. If the player is running out of health, painkillers can be found which replenish health. Folks, this is criminal. I mean, again, listen to the mind of those that are creating these games. Oh, it gets better than that. Just hang in there with me a minute, friends. The Supreme Court recently struck down a California law that would have banned selling violent video games to children, stating that games are protected under free speech. Did you hear what I said? I just named off what takes place during some of these games. The Supreme Court of hell said that it violates free speech. I didn't know that freedom is found in breaking the law.
So maybe when there comes a game of how to shoot a Supreme Court justice, would that be protected under free speech?
No.
I mean, and then you got all their names.
No.
Their addresses on the game.
Oh, the government would be up in arms about
that's
that.
That's right. That extension of the people is protected.
But Jake, we're anti-government right now.
Mm, okay.
We're wanting justice for all. And for asking to be ruled by the same law for all of us.
The Declaration says.
You're a right-wing extremist, dude. You know what? I don't give a stink what they call me. You use some common sense.
From them, it's
people
actually a good
think.
Thing.
A man in St. Cloud, a judge, opted out to suspend a juvenile delinquent who had a hard upbringing when he accidentally backed up his car and struck a bike. The youth came from a troubled home. The judge, when he stood in front of the judge, said, listen, provided that he learned and lived by the Ten Commandments and reported regularly to his probation officer, and when the youth explained that he didn't know what the Ten Commandments were, the judge then made arrangements for a pastor to teach them about it. Wow.
I'd rather have that.
Boy, is
Satan
it,
on
is
his video games
oh,
teaching
no,
kids.
Oh, no, dude.
But that's okay. Satan
it's
teaching
freedom
the kids.
Of speech,
that's
dude.
Speech. But then having a pastor teach the kid the Ten Commandments.
Yeah. In 1980, the Supreme Court made the following statement in Stone versus Graham. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to meditate upon, perhaps to venerate, and obey. The commandments, this is not a permissible state objective.
They lost me the last sentence.
No. They said it's against the law to enforce God's law against crime. That's what the Supreme Court said. What's wrong, friends? Hello? Yeah? What's wrong with Mr. Holmes walking into a school? Nothing! They're advocating this all day long! He didn't do anything wrong! This is what he's been taught! Yeah, come on!
That's what he's taught!
Yeah, totally!
It's like
everything God told them to enforce through his commandments, they do just the exact opposite. What's wrong? Wow, Jake, I don't mean to do this again, but I'm looking at you. It's like, dude, how many times do I need to say this? And is it not love to enforce the law?
Yes.
Love is the fulfilling
exactly
of the law. You look out
love.
For one another.
It's an action of love.
Yeah. You know that adultery is still illegal in this country? The laws haven't been enforced since 1944.
Should be.
No, just pay the attorney $100 and you can get a divorce. Wow, isn't that interesting? It's real cheap to break the law. And you know what's so foolish? Is man sears his conscience before God and he thinks, well, the lawyer said so, therefore my brains are in his head,
that's right,
and I'm going to let him decide for me as to what's right and what's wrong. Well, that ain't going to work. On Judgment Day, honey, let me tell you that right now. It's not going to fly. Your pastor ain't getting you to heaven.
Mm-mm.
The priest ain't getting you to heaven. And I'll tell you what, there's 12 more people dead today that everybody's sorrowing for. And if everybody would do what the Lord had told them to do in the first place. Oh, and by the way, you just look into a little common sense, friends. We wouldn't be sorrowing for 12 people. We would be rejoicing because there was one dead rather than 12. But America has become so backwards as to allow this rhetoric to go on the airwaves, radio, television, whatever the case is.
Yep.
And you know what they do? They agree with their adversary.
They protect it.
Totally.
Yes, they protect it. It's like protecting the gunman as he came into the theater and protecting him so nobody took his gun so it allows him to do what he could do.
Let me say this again. These are the same people that want to rehabilitate the criminal and take away the guns from them that didn't even commit the crimes.
Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
And mark my words, tomorrow on the front page of the paper, it's going to be all anti-gun. And remember who's been, just keep this in mind, parallel this and adhere the two tails together, friends, because they are adhered. They're tied together. Who has been pushing anti-gun treaties with the UN? This administration.
That's right. This week.
Just watch tomorrow again, folks. They've been doing this for years. By the way, back in the 70s, just look behind your shoulder. In the 70s, this wasn't happening.
No.
Guns weren't under fire, per se. No pun intended. It was normal to have one in the back of your window.
That's right. Because they knew Americans had brains in their head and they would never tolerate somebody going after their gun.
They used to look out for each other.
That's right. You had a problem person in the community, guess what? Everybody's armed. No more problem person. If so, that problem was taken care of quickly.
All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, war, proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. Folks, the ACLU is attacking all the stop signs. The atheists are attacking the stop signs. The homosexuals are attacking the stop signs. Your Supreme Court are attacking the stop signs that preserve life. This administration, without doubt, is attacking the stop signs to preserve life, to protect life. They are not ruled by law. They are responsible for what happened in Colorado yesterday because this young man lived out everything that they have been teaching him. And folks, everything that you have been allowing them to teach them, they're your kids, not the states, not the governments. Listen to what Benjamin Rush said, signer of the Declaration of Independence. I lament that we waste so much time and money in punishing crimes and take so little pains to prevent them. Prevention is better than cure. We neglect the only means of establishing and perpetuating our republican forms of government, that is, the universal education of our youth and the principles of Christianity by the means of the Bible. Oh, by the way, hey, church, professed church in America that decry God's law, how's that working out for those 12 dead innocent victims today? Legalism!
Oh, well, we'll pray for
folks,
them.
Folks, open your eyes and see who's guilty. For what took place yesterday in Aurora, Colorado, besides the obvious one that did the shooting, who's been allowing this baloney to fall to our kids, the church and the government. I'm sorry, the professed church and the government and the corrupt in government.
As they refuse
because
justice.
This is not a republic at all, folks. This is what you've been falling for over the last 40 and 50 years. This is the fruit of democracy that destroys itself. And this is how it's done. Here we are.
I might also add, folks, on this gun control thing, it just posted on WND today, Bradley's newest column. You need to watch the video. When somebody cries gun control, think about 56 million people murdered across this world.
Think about 12 people that were killed yesterday that didn't have a gun.
That's right.
Amen. You got Bradley and Jake. Wow. Boy, oh boy, it's Friday. We didn't need to go here again, but we did. We're staying on the topics for you, friends. God bless you. We love you by what we do. Tomorrow from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. Talk to you then.
HazardRedFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spell D-E-S-E-R-E-T FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.